My guest today is Matt Thomas. Matt is the festival director of Baroque on Beaver. Hi, Matt. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Judy. Thank you for having me.
Matt, for folks who aren't familiar, what is Baroque on Beaver?
Baroque on Beaver is a festival of classical music that is now in its 19th annual season, and it takes place over the last weekend of July and the first weekend of August on lovely Beaver Island, Michigan.
Yes, Beaver Island is one of the gems, isn't it?
It is. It is spectacular. For those of your listeners who have never been there, it takes a little doing, but it is so worth it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
One musician I know who plays regularly at the festival said that Beaver Island is the most magical place on earth to make music.
You know, I think that echoes the sentiment of a lot of our musicians. I think most of them feel that way. In fact, one of our players, this is one of my favorite stories from the Grand Rapids Symphony. His first season with us pulled me aside at one point and said, I need to talk to you about something. And initially I was a bit worried, but he went on to say, I really need to make sure that you invite me back here. He said, because the quality of performance is so high and everywhere I turn, there's something beautiful and the people are so wonderfully nice. So that's kind of the experience.
Who are the musicians who play at Baroque on Beaver? Where do they come from?
That's a great question. As time has gone on, it has evolved from what was strictly an amateur group of performers in its early days to a fully professional entity now. And we draw players from as far away as currently as Mexico and California and Oregon. The lion's share of our players come from the Great Lakes region, and I would say mostly Michigan, but Indiana, Chicago, Ohio.
How do they find you, or how do you find them?
Yeah, it's a really collegial way of building a group of performers. We really rely on, of course, the help of our music director, Robert Nordling, and his vast network of contacts in the music world. I have, of course, a list of people who I've been lucky enough to come to know over the course of my career. And we rely on the performers who are already with us because they know and they understand what kind of person and what kind of player would really thrive in that place. So we get a lot of inputs, but it's strictly on a personal recommendation basis.
So for the last 18 years, it's been a festival of classical music, live music, concerts that go on throughout the festival. Of course, this year, it's not live. It's something different. Can you explain that?
Sure. We're calling it Baroque on Beaver Reimagined. And it is different. And the planning of this has been very, very interesting. What we've tried to do is really keep the flavor of what people would expect to hear during the week of live events that we normally produce. We have wonderful groups of our own players who are performing solo works on what we're calling triple recitals. We have artists that the Beaver Island audience are very, very familiar with and who have performed with us before, like soprano Martha Guth, who will be doing a recital. And pianist Kevin Cole, who will also be joining us again. The Bach and Beethoven Experience, a wonderful group from Chicago who has joined us in the past. So these are all groups that and people that our audience knows. And it's a chance for us also to widen what our normal audience is and to let more people into and what a group of special talents we have at this festival. So we view it as a silver lining in a way. Of course, we'd rather be there live performing as we normally do, but we're going to let some more people in on our secret here.
Well, as you mentioned before, it takes a little doing to get to Beaver Island, even though it's well worth it when you do get there. And these performances this year, they are all brand new performances, not just performances recorded from past years.
That's correct. This is all new content, never been recorded before. For example, our opening evening with Kevin Cole, we recorded that last week specifically for this festival.
As festival director, normally you would put these performances together to, you know, to be live. And this year, of course, that's been different. How has that been different, putting this virtual festival together? How has that been different than putting the live festival together?
Well, one of the unique and wonderful things about the live festival and Beaver Island is that the musicians and our audience interact with one another on a daily basis. The town is so small and we all share many of the same spaces that we get to have conversations with the people who come to see us. And so that lends a real intimacy to the whole enterprise that I think a lot of performances and festivals may not be able to give. So that has been really different in putting this together, knowing that it's remote for people, that they won't be able to reach out and talk to, you know, the people that they've seen play the night before, or they're looking forward to hear that particular evening. What we've tried to do, therefore, is, you know, we put little things together so when people tune in before a performance, a video performance, they'll see a slideshow of photos from past years to kind of give a flavor of what the festival's look and feel is if you were there in person.
Oh, nice. That's a nice touch.
Thank you. Yeah. And we also have, you know, our music director, Robert Nordling, will be interviewing some of our orchestra musicians and our gala performers and having a conversation with them about what they're going to be playing, which is something that would normally happen during the festival, and I think gives it a more personal feel rather than tuning in for just a normal video performance.
Yes. By the way, Robert Nordling has been a guest here on WCMU a couple of times. Listeners may remember him. So I just wanted to let you know that, too. And it's always fun when he visits us at WCMU, too, via phone, usually, especially lately. So, yes, and he's the music director for Baroque on Beaver. So he will be doing some interviews. There'll be some scenes from Beaver Island and these performances, all brand new performances. How can folks experience this?
The performances will all be aired on the Baroque on Beaver YouTube channel. The full address is youtube.com/C/Baroque on Beaver, or you can navigate to YouTube itself, type in the three words Baroque on Beaver, and you'll be taken to our dedicated channel. And all of the content will be available according to its schedule, which can be viewed at our website, which is www.baroqueonbeaver.org. And if you will then navigate to the schedule tab, you will see the full lineup for the week.
So it begins on Friday and lasts for the whole week, and folks can tune in anytime, go to that website, and then, as you mentioned, navigate to Beaver Island, Baroque on Beaver, and then see that schedule and then tune in according to the schedule. Is there a fee to view the performances?
There isn't. All the events are free and available for no cost. We will be doing something with specific performances like Kevin Cole's or Martha Goose, and that is that they will only be available one time. So that content, once it has been played, will not be available again.
But the rest of the festival will be available for a while?
That's true. It will be up on our YouTube channel for a while, so people will get other opportunities to view that.
Well, as you mentioned, silver linings here. Lots and lots of people could come to Beaver Island virtually. And since we can't go in person to experience Baroque on Beaver, this is a great way to do it.
We think so. And we look forward to welcoming people who may not have had a chance to join us in person, and whetting their appetite for being able to join us in person in 2021, which is when we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary. So.
That sounds like a great plan. Matt Thomas, Festival Director of Baroque on Beaver, thanks for joining me today. And one more time, give us the lowdown on how to find the festival beginning on Friday.
Sure. Please visit YouTube.com/C/Baroque on Beaver and our website, www.baroqueonbeaver.org, for all our concert information.
Matt, thank you so much. And starting Friday, we will see you virtually on Beaver Island.
Thanks again for having me, Judy.